Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Ettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, as always, thanks for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. A big day. We've been looking forward to this for a long time, but it's finally here. Spooktacular is happening tonight, and there's actually a couple other Halloween events going on as well. So kids, get ready, I guess, to get lots of candy.
Yeah, that's right. So if you haven't heard yet, I don't know where you've been. If you haven't quite put it on your calendar yet, again, I'm not sure what you're waiting for, but tonight is the last Friday of October, which means tonight is Spooktacular Trick-or-Treat Walk in downtown Perry. We do this 4 to 6 p.m. We'll start closing down the street, putting barricades around 2 o'clock and kind of moving some cars out of the way. Not me physically moving cars, but you know what I mean. I'm starting to kind of clear out the area or encourage people to do so, just so that we can have it blocked off for the kiddos to be safe so that there isn't any issue down the road. And so 4 to 6 p.m. downtown will be Spooktacular. Again, we'll close the second street between Otley and Pat T. And then Willis from 1st to 3rd will also be closed. We kind of make a T, and it's kind of a one-way flow with big herd of people, all the ghosts and goblins and princesses and all the whatever Halloween costume is hip this year. So we'll have a ton of people downtown. We estimate around 1,000 kiddos plus another 1,000 of adults, because everyone walks around with a couple adults as well. And so different groups of families. It's really fun to see the community come out, people from outside of Perry as well. When we have new businesses and organizations jump on board, they always ask, how much should we bring? And it's like, well, from what we hear from other businesses that have been doing this for years now, it has grown to over 1,000 kiddos coming downtown. So be prepared for that, not only as a business or organization, but also to folks that are coming out maybe for the first time, that there are a lot of people downtown. So you can understand why we close down the street, and you can understand why we do this on a Friday night, so that we can have the businesses and organizations that, without them, this wouldn't be possible, and this is the best night for them to do it, is Friday night. So while they're either still at work or coming off work instead of coming back into town on the weekend. And so this is the earliest that it could possibly be in October. And next year actually will be the latest possible, because it'll be October 31st next year. Already wow. Looking ahead to that. So, okay. But yeah, so 4 to 6 p.m. downtown for the Spooktacular Trick-or-Treat Walk. And that will be followed right away with the hospital Safe and Healthy Halloween. They are 5 to 6:30 p.m. So both of those events kind of attract some of the younger kiddos. So being more in a safe space in terms of the closed streets and inside the hospital. And then from 6 to 8 is the actual beggar's night around town. So make sure to get your lights on to let people know that you're out. But then the bigger kids usually are heading out that way. Crossroads Church will also have a pumpkin festival. They're 5:30 to 7:30. So they kind of overlap all of those as well. So the main time frame, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. is the all of the Halloween type events in town. So again, 4 to 6, Spooktacular tonight downtown. 5 to 6:30, Safe and Healthy at the hospital. 5:30 to 7:30 Pumpkin Festival at Crossroads, and then 6 to 8 Beggar's Night around town. So tonight is the night.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Do you have like a ballpark estimate of how many businesses will be involved with
this factor? Yes. So we, our last count was right at 50 businesses and organizations. So we do have a map to help those that are maybe popping up downtown to show exactly where they are. A lot of them tend to just be in the same place every year. They're comfortable. People, you know, are familiar with that, if not right outside their door. And so we attract not just the downtown businesses and organizations, but people from all over that want to be a part of it. So the fire department's normally down there, Hy-Vee, radio station, you know, those are all pop-up type businesses. So with their vehicles, but then anyone that can, that would like to be involved. It's a big commitment with, you know, expecting 1,000 kids, but we're so appreciative of everyone that helps out with that. It's a fun event for the kids. Even adults dress up sometimes. Yeah. The library does a big thing with handing out books. So we really got to make the loop around, you know, around the corner from the chamber office to the hotel, down to the library, over to DMAC, and then circle back up to 2nd Street. So a lot of fun to see so many kids come out that night.
Absolutely. Cannot wait for that. So again, that is tonight. We are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, even going into this weekend, there's more Halloween themed events as we gear up for the big holiday this coming Thursday.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's kind of that spooky season where people schedule all kinds of fun activities. I know the library's been doing a lot of different things as they do with their regular programming, but they're planning on a Halloween party next Thursday. And I know that they've still been doing their Halloween costume exchange, so that would be a last minute opportunity there to either donate or to pick up a costume for kids. But then the Perry Girl Softball Association is doing a fundraiser at the Elks tomorrow. That's a fundraiser for 21 plus, so it's going to be kind of like a spooky dance party, I think. And so a great fundraiser, something fun and different to get people out and about doing things fun. So plenty to get out and about and enjoy, both for the kids and the adults.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, like you said, there is so much going on. And then I know there's some save the dates, if you will, with more events coming up. I mean, because it never stops. Oh, yes.
I mean, we just roll on to the next thing, really. So my brain's already, you know, in November and right. Thinking about January, February already. So I have to stop myself and actually count the dates, right? So some other things that are coming up. Oh, I don't want to forget about tomorrow's drug take back at the police department. But then looking ahead, November 1st would be the Rotary auction. November 8th would be our chamber coffee at Lynn Holgan State Farm. And then a big, big event for the community, November 9th and 10th, will be the 14th annual Art on the Prairie. So more to come about all of those activities, but good save the dates to be aware of that they'll be here before we know it. They're right around the corner, just a couple weeks away for some of those big events.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for bringing up the DEA Drug Take Back Day, as the Perry Police Department will be involved in that to discard any unwanted prescription drugs. So thank you for bringing that up. And yeah, so well, thanks for detailing everything. I'll let you get going on your way. I know you're always busy, so don't want to take up too much of your time, but I appreciate the time that you have given us.
Yeah, thank you. Always appreciate getting the word out.
And we'll chat with you again next week. That is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.